threatening to the real time reputation. Today, many validator validator languages with validator topics are implemented by paid language. In particular, with open implemented paid target tooling languages implemented by translating extended languages in the field. It is because we can implement such transformation much easier, and because we can eliminate the cost for implementation for various platforms. Such transformation-based language extension implemented like this here shown. Because single language is difficult to translate it directly, so this program temporarily translated into abstract syntax tree. And this abstract syntax tree analyzed or transformed to another abstract syntax tree and finally translated into C. We propose a new scheme for such transformation-based language extension, where an abstract syntax tree presented by expression, and this expression is also used as programming language. Namely, we program in this expression-based language, and this this expression is translated into the same expression based language, and it is finally translated into C. As the plain expression based language, we designed and implemented the XC0 language. It is the C language with expression-based syntax. We propose to decrease implementation cost of such transformation-based language extension. It is achieved by the rating for advantages of our system. Firstly, we can use existing list expressions for manipulating, that is, reading or printing expressions. And secondly, new contrast is easily added to expression-based language. And thirdly, transformation rules for implementing language extensions describe naturally. We can reuse such transformation rules for language extension. In the remaining my presentation, I hope this is for context. Firstly, I talk about the ST language system I will be implementing in our in this one. And secondly, I talk about an example of language extension, like with this. And after that, I show you some related work, and I show you some future work, and now I have my presentation. And now I'm going to talk about the ST language system. In particular, I talk about the XC0 language and transformation rules for implementing language extension. And the ST language system is a framework for language extension over ST languages, and which deals with transformation from extended ST into C, and which consists of three modules: the ST compiler, the existing front radar and the rear diffuser. And this figure shows how extended or a frame FT landing finally translated into the field. The FT compiler translates the detail language, FT detail language into the field. Language implemented of existing deep extended language, like deep transformation loop. And then deep FT translator integrate this function loop set and translate this state into this video. How this SDL program translated into this it is possible to additional loop set bit needed for further extension. Preprocessor, like a C preprocessor, handles macro functions or input file input. Then I talk about the SDL language for a while. The SDL language is the plain SD language, which has semantics of C and syntax based on this expression. What you see left below is the example of SDL language, which is equivalent to this C language, C program. I'll show you some details of the syntax of SDL. This is arithmetic expression, assignment expression, and function code are written like this. For conditional expression in C, written like this in detail using if-exp. Unlike C, in detail, expressions and statements are distinguished. So we can't use if here.
Why did you decide to give the ternary conditional its own representation of SC0 instead of just having it pick the right, whether it's a ternary or the if statement based on the context? Why didn't we just have it use if there instead of decide to use the ternary question mark colon operator based on context? Yeah. Context. Whether it's expected to return a value or not.
Statements of C, such as if statement and switch statement, original case. If statement is similar to this case, if shuffle. Declaration is written like this in detail. They are much the same as Kim defined the shuffle. Except this type expression. Logical such specifier like static tree, such as static tree, written like this. And this is the function division, which is a square object. And last two examples show how we distinguish the function definition without body and declaration of function. And then we use the division and people use for declaration. The division of structure and type division are written like this. This is structure division. This type, which is similar to common list data type method. In this video, the type expression is used for type expressions are used for representing type information. In C, this type division is too complicated to understand. The ethical processor corresponds to preprocessor of the C language. It includes like type of macro division and instead and dependent if is almost the same as the corresponding C liquid. And the SPC processor handles additional records, C include, and which takes C theta file. And this C theta file is translated into C0, and which is included to C0 program. We can use printf or do, which is defined for the declared in this thing that she is about. Then I talk about the ST translator and transformation rules for implementing language extension. As this figure shows, the ST translator interprets transformation rules for translating S expression. And generally, the ST translator can take any type of S expression and output any type of S expression. But we assume here the input output S expression is an intermediate ST program, an ST zero program, or an intermediate data structure. Transformation rule for language extension defined as this function with pattern matching over the time. Actually, the ST translator compiles such transformation rule into usual formal function position. And the functions are applied to input S expression and output. The touch transformation rules are written like this, where the pattern and the result is listed like this. We adopted intuitive backport macro-like definition, backport-like notation for patterns, in conjunction of symmetry between pattern and notation. Here I show you how transformation rules are applied. This box code is a part of transformation rule. And I show you how the F, F is applied to the required payment. Firstly, the argument is tested with a matches to the first pattern, and that is that much. So it is tested to the next pattern, and it matches. So here, that's the result of the application of the value of the expression. Here, because count matches differ and body matches differ, these symbols are replaced by the corresponding expression, and the result is like this. Then I will present an example of extended language implemented using our system, named LightweightST. In LightweightST, nested functions are added to ST0 as language features. This is an example of language. This is an example of LightweightST. In function 2, function G1 is defined as a nested function. And in this program, the pointer to G1 is passed to function H. And H calls function G1 indirectly through this function pointer. Here in G1 can access two local variables, such as x or and a. We implemented LightweightST by translating LightweightST program into ST0 program. In generated ST0 code, all definitions of method functions look to top-level function like this. But needless to say, in this ST0 program, G1 and E2 can access two local variables. So we must think of how nested functions access local variables for various functions. Naively, the catch access can realize like this in the show. Each generated C program employs a specific stack for memory, like this one. And the explicit stack takes local variable arguments, like this, A or function hook is stored in C. Then G1 in full takes frame pointer for food as additional argument. So G1 food can access food local variable through the frame pointer. But this implementation incurs high overhead because all local variable access becomes memory access. So generally, local variables may get registered. To reduce such overhead, we implemented nested functions by lightweight closure. And in our strategy, explicit stack is referred to only when a nested function actually invoked. When a nested function call occurs, the explicit stack is violated and temporary execution stack for this is called. Here, and frame of G1 input is pushed. Then the frame for native function. After that, G1 input can access for the local variable of food. In case I in case before. After the equation for magnetic function, pain of G naught will cope, and explicit that is invalidating, and equation that for C will be contracted. In doing so, total overhead can be reduced before access to explicit that is only occurs only in implication of magnetic function. Then I talk about how we load the transformation loop. For simpleness and usability, the entire transformation is divided into four phases. Each phase is defined by this loop set. Firstly, type loop set adds type information to all expression. And the next, same loop set transformation in such a way that no function code appears as a sub expression. After that, lightweight loop set performs the main transformation to implement native function. And finally, untyped loop set removes the type information added by type loop set to generate collective behavior code. Type loop set transforms each expression into this form. For example, x is translated into product x, and y is into y, and f is translated to different product x. After that, the following transformation can get type of expression. In the next phase, same rule says make function call a sub expression like gx inside fgx. Not up here. Before they make it difficult to ask some operation just before the function call. Since some temporary variables such as PMP needed for the transformation. The motto is that the variable declaration like this. Now, lightweight rule set actually performs the main transformation for implementing the function by such a moving all the instruments of the function to the top-level division and adding division of special variables and special functions and so on. Because the transformation is complicated, please refer to our paper for more details. The output caused by lightweight rule is not quite a trivial form because it includes such type information. So, untyped loop sets remove such information and generate correct trivial code. Such a trivial code can be compiled to C and C by AC translator and then finally compiled by existing C compiler. Since you may doubt the performance of lightweight ST implemented like such lightweight ST, we employ several programs with native functions and compare allocation maintenance overhead. Overhead of native function of lightweight ST with GCC, limited. In fact, GC compiler also provides native function as an extension to C. it is implemented as an extended state comparison. We measured the performance of Lutra-Sperg 3 and Pentium 4 using BTT response optimizer as a backend system. This figure summarizes the results for performance measurements. 16 means the performance of the frame C program corresponding to GDP and library C. And the vertical axis presents time related to frame C. What I want to say here is just that library C shows a good performance and much better on Spark. GCC shows extremely bad performance on Spark in GCC because of crashing some instruction cache for the runtime generated code. Talking about implementation code, the number of lines each group head shown like this. I believe the amount of the code is not large for the implemented feature. In addition, type set and untyped rules look at usable for many other extensions. And furthermore, unlike GCC, the generated feature can be compiled by most C compilers rather than GCC. These advantages reduce the total implementation cost. Nested function which we implemented is not only used by programmers, but also to implement advanced services. We plan to implement languages with these services using lightweight ST as intermediate language. For example, call for loop scan, which is required for realizing copy using, can be inserted to use it. Each function has an additional nested function, scan map, which scans the object of FHG, run files. And the pointer to scan one is passed as an additional argument. And then I'm calling receive the pointer as an additional parameter can there. Because the end of nested function can zero is called. So the object of caller function also can. As a result, this scan for the entire stack is achieved. Now I talk about this block. There already exists many useful extensions in this. In particular, fields and open fields are implemented by the transformation from extended language into C. But their purpose is to implement their own extension, not to make a framework for general language extension. Reflection is to manipulate behavior of the learning program by referring to modifying metadata information. It is a kind of learning extension. In particular, compile time reflection realizes such an extension by code transformation. It is similar to our approach. But we provide a more flexible framework to transform programs, such as lightweight ST, are indicated. the item table. The first thing is the direct of him, which lacks some advantages of him, such as large collection and good cover and but and this low level machine access of him. It enables a low level programming using some advantages of him, like macros or higher order function. But the SP is much closer to C. That more suitable for low level operation or extension. And SP has high affinity to predicting C library. And finally, I talk about our future work and make a brief time. Currently, when extended SP programmers develop their program, they may read the generic SP code, but it is too complicated to read. And we can solve this problem by making transformation rules with the IP code into the other. We also think about a way how to integrate two or more independently developed extensions. But this program is more difficult. We also provide advanced services based on library tools, such as OpenGDC, checkpointing, load balancing, which I indicated. Now let me summarize my talk. We have proposed a new piece for extending the C language using extension-based C language. And I have presented an example of a language extension, library SP. Using our scheme, many flexible extensions to C can be implemented at low cost. Thank you.
Do you have any questions? We have a few minutes for questions.
Yes. In your transformations, you're implementing nested functions. Do you copy the value? Are you assuming there that the variables are never aliased? And if they're addresses? Are you assuming that the load variables in the high-level function don't have their addresses? You don't give the address of those? The problem is the transformation is the transformation can be invalid.
Two variables that point to the same address.
Two variables.
That have the same
top, you have a pointer to it. You copy the value around and you put it to the old value.
In our library SP.
Yes. And it makes the problem.
Yeah.
Anyways, assuming that in the full algorithm you do that, your transformation rules, they have a way of checking conditions. They'll just say, does the pattern match prior, but pattern match, and then is this other condition true?
Okay.
You went too far.
Okay. I don't think I have an answer in real time.
So, users write less expressions in order to use your language.
Yes.
So, Lisp users won't like it because of C, and C users C users won't like it because it looks like this. Is that right?
we expect the CD program to be translated into the video. Like translator to see to extend it for the video program.
Now
you don't
understand.
Say that again. Programmers who don't want to expression may should write from translator she to
translate from C to S expression.
To further answer your question, I implemented kind of an ad hoc version of his SC0 a couple of years ago. Not nearly as good as yours, you did a lot better, but basically just letting me write S expressions that would just then be, expanded out into C code. And then anytime I need to write C code, then it's a lot better if I actually have to write some C code. I think it's useful.
Mm-hmm. You know, embedded system and embedded system. If I must implement some a small machine in embedded system, I like this. So I think I like this system. Yes, I see.
Okay, one more perhaps. Thank you very much.
Thank you.